Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody wants out, can get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs. Okay? This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We shouldn't send them in. That's a damn coaching mistake. The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
You don't have to say any more than that, Brent.
No, you certainly don't, Jack. Very honest assessment. I saw
I'm
you.
A man. I'm a man.
Off.
I'm not a kid.
Who's
the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
Welcome, Earthlings. You have stumbled across The Balance, the only internet radio program that gives you a full balance of all sports. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at TBalance. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. And make sure you send us your comments to TBalance@ymail.com. Right now, here's your host, Tom and Kevin.
Get ready for a lot of fun and excitement.
Much tranquility. Be advised, there are lots of smiling faces in this room and all over the world. Over.
It is essential.
Hold on to your underwear. It's another collection of stereophonic gramophone recordings of big band dance music for you to get down and shake your booties to.
And welcome to the Fantasy Football Huddle. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be spinning off of the program The Balance, although you can still find us under The Balance here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us under T-Balance on at ymail.com and Facebook The Balance and Twitter under T-Balance. But we're going to just take a little bit of a Kevin needs to take a little bit of time and focus on his schooling, and we've got football right now, so we're just really going to hone in on fantasy football each and every week. We will be back live again in a short period of time. In a few weeks, we might start going to do our show live again. But right now, our show is taped. We're doing the fantasy football huddle, so we're going to focus on fantasy football. Your team, my team, our team, The Balance. If you're in our league, The Balance is Fantasy Football League. And throughout the season, we'll have different people on the show that can talk to us about their team and how things are going. So how is your fantasy football league going for you, and what is it doing for you? Do you know who to start? Do you know who not to start? Do you understand matchups? Do you understand your bye weeks? Do you understand that sometimes a kicker can play a very, very vital role in your team, your defenses, your running backs? How's your team scored? We want to hear about your fantasy league and what you're doing in your fantasy league, and we want to, you know, talk about fantasy. So what we're going to do throughout the week, we're going to gather the emails and the Facebook posts, and we're just going to talk about everybody's league in general. So not particularly specific to The Balance league, but we are going to spend some time on that and focus on that as we move along. Now let's talk a little bit about the injuries as of September 17th. That's today on Friday when this show was taped. It appears that Gamble was limited in practice, in Thursday's practice with the Carolina Panthers. So looks like in the Philadelphia Eagles, Graham spent about a half of his snaps in week one in the interior line. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports, and all of this stuff you can find on ESPN. You know, the Cleveland Browns, Jackson's, his pectoral. He will practice today for the first time since August the 10th. You know, going back to injuries and the Philadelphia Eagles, we're going to talk a little bit about who you may have with the Philadelphia Eagles when it comes to the fantasy arena of things. Of course, the big scenario that's going on there right now is the quarterback situation, where it looks like Michael Vick, and I'll be greatly shocked if Michael Vick doesn't step in this week and kind of see what's going on with him. I can tell you that Michael Vick, as everybody knows, he's been in the news lately, but he is, I'm just going to say he's going to take the snaps. I'd be greatly shocked if Kolb was able to play in week two. Concussions, really have become a high point of what teams look at in the National Football League. And so, I would say with him having a concussion, well, as small as it might be, they're going to want to monitor that situation. So I'm going to say that this is going to be Michael Vick's game on Sunday. So if you have Kolb, like I do, in the fantasy football quarterback, I'd go ahead and move up to backup quarterback there in Michael Vick in that situation, because it looks like Michael Vick is going to step in there. And, I think everybody's just sitting back with bated breath to see what Michael Vick's going to bring to the table. But before you get all overzealous about the Eagles and their new little darling, who managed 21 points off the bench against the solid Packers defense and now battles let's just face it, the Lions are pretty miserable. So this could be a good time for him to have a good showing. And let's not forget that this is Vick's first official start since 2006. And, his line's a mess. So, what I would do is, even though I'm optimistic about this week's projection with Michael Vick and the Lions, I think that you need to kind of, if those are your only two choices on your fantasy league, you probably need to be shopping for a quarterback or look at doing a trade in that arena. So depending on who you've got this weekend. Speaking of quarterbacks, I want to take some time and I want to talk a little bit about the Manning Bowl. I mean, we've got the Manning Bowl coming up right here in Indianapolis. The sequel, you've got let's face it, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and certainly, his little brother Eli is one of the top quarterbacks in the league to come, and I think that we'll find that he is a situation to contend with, and we'll definitely follow that. But Peyton Manning, I think he should win the Battle of the Mannings this week. Of course, I've got a little prejudiced statement when I say that, but I just think it's unlikely he'll repeat the 400 yards plus that he managed in week one. I just think that this is just going to be a tight game. But if you're a Vegas bettor, if you're looking at this game to bet on this game, getting off track a little bit, I'd steer clear of this game because it's going to be a good one, and I would certainly expect a better effort out of Peyton in this game. And with being on national television and on a Sunday night, and with the fact that Peyton Manning just doesn't take losing very well, so I would certainly take a look at that situation a little closer. When it comes to the Manning Bowl. So if you've got Peyton, I would definitely start him. But, just so you know that Eli is going to be knocking on the door. Some of the other quarterbacks to take a look at, Matt Schaub there in Houston was not playing a bad game on Sunday at all. In fact, Schaub isn't going to have a running back rush for more than 200 yards every week. But I would expect Schaub to be a little bit more like outing this time around, and if the Redskins are kind of overcommitting, I would look for a good game out of Matt Schaub this weekend as well. And of course, you got the San Diego matchup, and they're blacked out down there. Those quarterbacks are honked off. They had some poor weather, and a lack of a receiver really had a hand in that disappointing week one for the San Diego Chargers. So I'd definitely make sure that you keep him in your roster, keep him in your starting lineup, because he still I just think that even though week two is going to be a little bit of a weaker week for Phillip Rivers, I think you need to focus on the fact that Phillip Rivers is going to be an elite quarterback, an elite fantasy quarterback, and I would keep him in your lineup as well. Tony Romo, if you got Tony Romo, he had a very embarrassing road defeat against a very, very weak team last week against the, they were at Washington. There again, Tony Romo is an elite fantasy quarterback. He's out for blood. It's a home game. I just think that this matchup stacks up in his favor very, very favorably. So if you've got Tony Romo, I'd throw him in. Jay Cutler up there in Chicago. I tell you what, if Cutler's on the Lions to be an occasional frustrating, imagine how the road game against the angry, vengeful Cowboys defense are going to be. Jay's got his work cut out for him. You might want to look at another quarterback for this particular game. Now, that's just my opinion. If you've got another good, high-quality quarterback that you can throw in there for this game, I'd go ahead and move forward on that because things could get ugly real fast for Jay Cutler there in Chicago against the Cowboys. So that's just kind of the situation on the quarterback outlook that I would pay attention to. And then again, I realize that there are several different leagues, several different types of leagues, so I can't touch on every quarterback, but those are some of the highlights. And let's move down to the running back situation. You've got Maurice Jones-Drew. Boys and girls, he is not done. I think that this, his knee would be the only thing that would make me a little worried about him this week. But he was good enough for 100-plus combined rushing receiving yards in week one. And quite frankly, like I said, the concern over his knee is the only reason not to start him week in and week out. So right now, I would go ahead and put him in your starting lineup. Monitor that situation as tomorrow comes through and right up to game time. And if they throw somebody else in there, obviously have somebody ready to move up from your bench. But right now, I would certainly start Maurice Jones-Drew. Michael Turner, down there in Atlanta, he's a better running back than what he was last week. I just firmly believe that he's better than what he showed in week one. He was limited mostly by a tough, tough matchup, and Pittsburgh is tough. They play everybody tough, and they got a tough defense. They've got Arizona next week. Arizona's very strong offensively. I just think that they're not as strong this year defensively as they have been in years past, and I think this is really going to play into Michael Turner's favor this week. And you know, let's look at over there and talking again about the Philadelphia situation. LeSean McCoy, you know, run blocking isn't necessarily the issue on the Eagles' O-line. Pass protection is, however. Still, having Michael Vick under center means that some of the runs that might have gone to McCoy will be Vick's instead. Let's face it, Vick is a running back from way back. So that would be a situation that I would look at. Maybe if you've got a different running back to put up there, I would go ahead and replace LeSean McCoy on that. Deanie Wells, he's questionable. I would say you guys probably need to, if you've got him down there in Arizona, the Deanie Wells, I would move him down to your bench situation till you know completely if he's going to play or not, because I'm just saying on a very conservative type outlook, it's early in the week. Wells has yet to come to practice as of yet. Now, that's not to say that he won't come to practice, and he certainly has the ability to bounce back and make it happen. But I would move him down into your bench and move a different scenario into that position at that time. Pierre Thomas over there in New Orleans, if you've got him, I think he's going to have a solid game. I think that he's been somewhat the forgotten man in the first half of the Saints' open victory over the Vikings last week, but which makes his 14 fantasy points that he got last week for the game all the more impressive. He's a solid play going forward. The Saints offense shouldn't miss a beat this week. I would say keep Pierre Thomas right there in the starting running back situation as your starting running back, because he's the guy that can make that happen there in New Orleans and against San Francisco, which has a very tough defense. So I would certainly make sure that you have Pierre Thomas there. Also, Adrian Foster down there in Houston. I mean, I wouldn't expect another 31-point game from him. I mean, let's face it, Indianapolis dropped the ball down there last week, and they took advantage of it week two. You know, through week four combined, really, having said that, his sensational week one output was no fluke. He's a solid running back. I'd keep him there in your starting position if you've got him. No reason to take him out of there at all if you do have him in your starting running back situation. Let's look a little bit at D'Angelo Williams down there in Carolina. Now, Everybody knows D'Angelo has the power. He has the speed. But here there again, guys, we're going to go back to what we were talking about with Kevin Cobb. He's got some concussion issues, and that's just a situation that the NFL as a whole and as teams and as team trainers learn more about concussions. They really just try to ease them back into the game. So I would say he had plenty of touches in week one. There again, that's one where I say it's just kind of iffy. I would really monitor that situation. I just, even though they might put him in the game, I'd be surprised at how much he might be splitting some carries out there. So, and they are playing Tampa Bay, which has a little bit of a weaker defense. So, you know, I would kind of say to make that the owner's call on that, but. You know, we'd go with that. You know, and I just realized that I wanted to just talk about Brett Favre real quickly there up there in Minnesota. Come on, Brett. Let's retire. Let's move on. You're one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Nobody's complaining about that. Nobody's saying that you're not, but it's time for you to hang it up. He had 60 minutes worth of game action last week under his belt. And he's back at home. He's facing a defense that, despite all of its week one success, still lacks the personnel that the New Orleans defense had. So I think that with Miami, I don't know. Favre is good in the dome, and this is going to be his breakout week. So if you got Favre, go ahead and play him. But I'd certainly look at a situation with him because I just don't know that he's going to be the super fantasy stud of the past. So that's just Tom's opinion. Take it for what it's worth. Now, going back over to the running back situation where we were talking about before, Chris Johnson there in Tennessee. I mean, he's so immensely talented and above the matchups, including this one against the Steelers. I'd say he's a solid pick. Keep him in there. I think that he will be fine. I think that he's in a situation, especially against Pittsburgh, who has a tough defense. And he, like I said, he has many talents. He has a lot of speed and a lot of strength. I keep him in there as well. Now, if you've got Ryan Grant over there in Green Bay, you need to move him down to your injured reserve. He's got a torn ligament. His ankle will require a season-ending surgery. So, again, if you've got Ryan Grant in your team, you need to move him off of there and find somebody else. Go shopping for another running back, either in the trade or in the waiver wire, or move somebody up from your bench. But he's not going to score you any points this week. So I'd pull Ryan Grant out of the mix there. He is not somebody that you can count on. Rashard Mendenhall. Boy's a stud. He's a fantasy stud, I'm telling you what. His stat line was a little misleading because without the game-winning run in overtime, Mendenhall's numbers would have been rather ordinary. Still, the Titans' defense isn't that great in stuffing the run, which Darren McFadden demonstrated in the opener. What I'm going to tell you is he's a sleeper stud. Go ahead and start him, and I'll take responsibility for that if he lets you down. Let's look at Ronnie Brown down there in Miami. The Dolphins must be happy to have two starter-worthy running backs. I would say keep him in your lineup because they're going to need it against the Vikings. The Vikings have a lot of different patterns, defense patterns, and they're going to have to split those carries between the two running backs. Keep Ronnie Brown in the mix there if you've got him there in your mix there. So let's look at Adrian Peterson. Everybody knows the superstar that Adrian Peterson is. Probably went round one, first round pick in most fantasy drafts, although he didn't hear on the balance. He didn't go down to like the fifth pick, but that's okay. But I guarantee you guys that I had the number one pick, he would have been the first pick in mind. So anything you saw from Mike Nolan's new look at the Dolphins defense was every bit of as much of a product of an uninspiring Bills backfield as it was to these efforts. Flip the coin to decide which it was, but if it makes you feel better, even the fans win, you are ready, are you really ready to doubt ADP? Come on, boys and girls, keep them in your fantasy style up. Ain't no need to even talk about Adrian Peterson. But I do want to come over here to Indianapolis. My boy Joseph Addai, love him, great running back. I'm a Colts fan. However, When you look at fantasy lineups, you want to look a little bit past your favorite team. They just didn't run the ball much during week one in the loss against the Texans, and Adai got nearly all the work that came from the backfield, which both are far more productive in week two. So I'd keep him in there, but just keep in mind that Adai was a huge workhorse last week, and they're gonna split those carries up a little bit. So I would look for Joseph Adai to have a medium to successful week, but I wouldn't call. I wouldn't say he'll be setting any record books on Sunday against the Giants. Just keep that in mind if you've got another option or maybe to look at. If you got LTO there in the Jets, this is a new situation. Talking about LaDainian Thomas and with the Jets. I'm still getting a feel. I'm still trying to get an understanding of him wearing the green and white out there. I know the Jets fans like to have him there. But I just don't think he's going to be the lead back. I just still think that Sean Green's going to get another chance to prove himself in week two. And after his fumble, after the fumbles and everything, I just think right now, if you've got a better option than LaDainian Thomas, then I would start that. Of course, if you don't have a better option, it's kind of late to find a good stud quarterback on the waiver wire in the trade. So if he's your only option, go ahead and play him. But I would certainly look at other options. Frank Gore down there in San Francisco. If Gore were going to be counted for rushing yards, there might be a problem for the 49ers again to fall way back to their opponent. But he's such an important part of the game plan there in San Francisco. He needs to get all his fantasy points via the air, and he's worth starting. So, there again, that would be a situation that I'd want to look at. They're playing New Orleans. I would start him, but I would start him with caution, and I would look at some other options. There again, not telling you not to start in there. I'm not telling you to look at somebody else, but I would take a look. Now let's look at Matt Forte up there in the Bears. I wouldn't write him off just yet. I just think that he's still coming into his own. He did haul in two pretty good touchdowns up there against Detroit. But again, we're talking about Detroit. This week we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know. He's got some potential. He certainly has some sleeper potential this year. There again, I want to tell you that if you've got somebody better for this matchup against the Dallas Cowboys, I'd certainly go ahead and run that other matchup, because that Dallas defense is going to come into Dallas there, and they're just going to give Chicago a game, and Chicago's going to have to win that game. So Matthew Forte is going to really have to be on his game to make it happen there. Now keep in mind, guys, I've only got 30 minutes here that I can plug things into. So, you know, we're running short on time here, so I really want to just kind of go through some of these other positions just as quickly as I possibly can. Going over to wide receiver position, Santana Moss, take a look at him. Donovan McNabb seemed only to have eyes for Moss in week one, so that could play to a good role. Donald Driver there in Green Bay really isn't any reason why both starting Packer wide receivers can't net touchdowns, so go ahead and keep him in your touchdown arena. Pierre Garçon, let's talk about him. We always want to make sure we touch on the Colts, but Pierre Garçon, he had kind of a rough week, everybody knows that. I think Peyton Manning's going to give him the ball a little bit this week to help define his confidence a little bit and build that back up and know that the Colts haven't let him down. I'd keep him in there unless you got somebody better. He's certainly worth keeping in there. Miles Austin down there in Dallas in the wide receiver position. You're not going to find anybody more talented wide receiver in football than Miles Austin. We've talked about Dallas several times today. Keep him in there. He's your starting wide receiver on that situation, in that position. Roddy White, I'd keep him in there as well. The Cardinals let the guard down enough last week in week one and zoomed past their corners in the 100-yard receiving game in week one. And White is significantly more skilled than the Rams wideout. This is a no-brainer matchup. Keep Roddy White in there. Absolutely keep him in there, okay? And we're going to move over to DeSean Jackson in Philadelphia. We talked about that game a little bit already today. This is a cakewalk matchup for the D and Jacksonville, who might otherwise have had some serious questions for this week. So I would say keep him in there as well. So, again, if I'm missing some of your wide receivers, I realize that. I've only got so much time. So I'm just trying to touch in on the headliners. And Derek Mason is certainly a headliner out there in Baltimore. And he and Mr. Flacco looked entirely out of sync on Monday Night Football. But let's not forget how the arrival of Anquan Boldin has expected to take the spotlight off the aging receiver. So I would say if you got somebody different than Derek Mason, even though he's a great fantasy receiver and I would certainly keep him on your team, I'd look at somebody else differently to go into your starting receiver. Andre Johnson there in wide Houston there again against a breakdown of defense. Matt Schaaf threw only 17 passes in week one. That rumbling sound you hear is Andre Johnson getting ready to erupt in week two. Keep him there. He's your stud for week two if you got him on your team as a wide receiver. Mike Wallace down there in Pittsburgh. I'm a little worried about this matchup with the Titans, knowing that he's the kid that could beat in the one big play. Instead, they'll attempt to rein those in a little bit. So, I would approach him with a little bit of caution in that particular situation. Chad Ochocinco, of course, we're going to bring him up as always being a fantasy stud. He can play on the big stage, but look at that week one output in Foxville. So remind us, please, why we should worry about a matchup with the Ravens. I'd keep him in there, boys and girls. Ocho is your mano. And if you've got him in your fantasy league. And let's Hines Ward out there in Pittsburgh. He's old, reliable, and continue to pile up 100-yard receiving efforts despite his advancing age. Keep him in there if you don't have anybody else to play. He's a good backup or a good flex player to have. Brandon Marshall as well down in Miami. He has, in my opinion, very limited fantasy appeal, and Marshall should not significantly help in this game. If you've got somebody better than Brandon Marshall, I'd go ahead and play somebody different. Moving over there to the tight end position, Zach Miller there at Oakland. If the Raiders could close in on the end zone, Jason Campbell's looking for a good game, so if you got him as a tight end, go ahead and play him. Tony Gonzalez over there in Atlanta. Congratulations, Tony, reaching the 1,000-yard catches for your career. Unfortunately, I just don't think that's enough to just. If you got a different tight end, I'd play him this week. I wouldn't put Tony in there this week. Vernon Davis over there in San Francisco. There again, we talked about the San Francisco game again. He's got a big contract and a solid in week one, and even the rest of his team crumbled around him. The passes should be in the order of the day versus the Saints. So Davis should once again be in everybody's fantasy lineup. I'd make sure that you have Vernon Davis there as your tight end. Ken Winslow, I'd move him down into a situation, and I'd monitor that situation as well there in Tampa Bay. Jason Witten there in Dallas. There again, coming back to that Dallas and Chicago game. He's being used as a blocker quite a lot. So I'd keep him in there if you got nobody better, but if you got somebody better, go ahead and replace Witten for this particular matchup. Antonio Gates, San Diego with Vincent Jackson and Parks. If I know, I'd keep him in there. I think he's a good guy to have as your team to have in there as your tight end. Dallas Clark, absolutely put him in there. He's your guy, number 44. I love you, Dallas. With Austin Carley clearing out the middle of the field, Clark is wide open so frequently. You have to have Dallas Clark in your fantasy lineup. Finley down there in Green Bay. The Eagles made a concentrated effort to rein him in, but the Bills can't afford to do that. With lacking as much depth, I'd keep him in there against Buffalo, most definitely. He is a person that I would keep in there. Just kind of real briefly, we're running out of time here. So just make sure that you email us at tbalance@ymail.com. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance, and you can also Twitter us under tbalance. It's been great, guys. Get your fantasy line up together. See you on the gridiron. Remember, I know I didn't touch on everybody, but have a great fantasy week.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a bitch, didn't you?
That's all, folks.